Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up $6.87. That's 0.03%. That's what we call a flat line. Everybody else is down a little bit. We got the S&P 500 is down $5.05. That's 0.2%. The EFA index, EFA is the symbol, is down 3.5 cents. That's down 0.05%. And the Russell 2500, that's the small and mid-cap, that's down $2.34 or 0.42%. So that's the biggest loser of the ones I'm looking at today. So what about the bonds? Well, bonds are up 14 cents or 0.13%. When I last kind of gave a financial weather report, I think the Dow Jones was at 21.6 or maybe 21.4, and I told you it was, you know, that flirting around that 21.5. It was having a hard time chugging on. Well, it's sitting at 21.803 right now, but still, to me, it looks like the market is having a hard time going up, and I guess I could pull a chart up and look at what it's been doing, but it's been pretty sideways for a while, in my opinion. Like I said, I could pull a chart up. I'm going to do that. I'm going to look at a chart real quick and just see. I'm looking at the S&P 500 chart. And I got to expand that out to, what, maybe do 6 months or so? Let's see what the S&P looks like over the last 6 months. Okay, here we go. Come on. By the way, the 52-week range in the S&P 500 is 2,083 to 2,484, so 400 points up and down. The last 6 months, the S&P 500, let me see how flat this thing has been. Well, it's got a little climb to it, you know. Early on, it started right below 2,200. No, I'm sorry, right at 22, between 2,240 and 2,300. So right above 2,200, it's at 2,470. That's two, you know, that's 10, you know, say what, 200 points differential. Not bad. A little bit of a climb over the last 6 months. So it's really this, it's been a shorter term where it's been flat. It's been flat over, let's see, it's been flat, pretty flat for the last, what day is this? June 5th to now. So like I said, it's for a little better than a month. It's been just kind of sitting there, chugging up above 24, 25, and then down below 24, 25. It just kind of wants to sit there and not do a whole lot. But that's not a long time to be flatlining. So there's probably some breakout at some point. I would say stand by on that. Now, I told you I had a stock tip for you, and it's not really a stock tip. I don't give stock tips. I don't believe in tips. I don't believe in horse racing tips. I don't believe in stock tips. You know, I don't mind having restaurant tips. I think you ought to help the people who serve you. That's a different kind of tip. Here's my closest you'll ever get to a stock tip, and it doesn't come from me. But here it is. So Justin Spittler over at KC Daily Dispatch, they've been, they're interesting reads usually. It says, buy silver before this 50% discount disappears. Now, I have talked about this on the show before. Franklin Sanders, who's my go-to guy on the gold and silver market, has told us regularly about the gold-silver ratio. Well, that's what these guys are going to talk about. So let me read a little bit from Spittler's commentary on why you should buy silver and pretty soon. A key precious metal indicator is going to collapse. When it does, early investors will make a killing. This was according to Keith Neumeyer, who apparently is a pretty big deal in the natural resources markets. Right now, so Spittler is quoting Neumeyer, right now, he, that's Neumeyer, thinks silver is a screaming buy. That's because the gold-silver ratio is far too high. Now, what is a gold-silver ratio? Well, it basically means if you divide the spot price of silver into the spot price of gold, and you get a number. And that number is the ratio of the number of ounces of silver it takes to buy 1 ounce of gold, okay? Now, that number, whatever it is, has a historical average. I think it's around 40, maybe a little less than 40, 35, 36 range. Whenever it gets high, in other words, it takes lots of ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold, it means silver's cheap. Whenever it gets low, it means silver is expensive as relative to gold, okay? Now, they're going to say something here in a minute that I don't agree with, because Franklin would say that's just not true. It won't happen. But here's what they say about the gold-silver ratio. The gold-silver ratio is one of the world's most closely watched indicators. It measures how many ounces of silver it takes to buy 1 ounce of gold. A high ratio means that it takes many ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold. It means silver's cheap. You can see that the gold-silver ratio is at about 75 right now. Well, actually, I did it this morning. It's 75.89. That's 50% higher than its average going back to 1950. So 50% of that's, what, 37.5? So they're saying the average is around 37.5. That sounds about right to me, from my recollection.